Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Victor, congratulations, man. I mean, you guys, the Canadian Tenors, doing so much. And oh, and before I even do get into that, I have to make mention to the folks who are listening this whole interview on 680news.com that I had a chance to run into you guys during Grammy Week in L.A., where you guys were performing for the Concert General, basically for the Canadians who were up in L.A. celebrating the Grammys.
Yeah, it was an awesome time. Awesome time. Lots of fun. Lots of buzz around the L.A. area. And, you know, it's just an exciting year for us, like, with that and the upcoming events. It's been awesome. Great ride.
And let's talk about the upcoming event. Would you ever have thought in a million years that somewhere along the way in your life you would be performing for the Queen?
Oh man, that you know, it's a dream. You know, like you dream of those kind of events. You don't necessarily think that they're going to happen, but you know, it's been a testament of our belief. You know, we've been working hard together and just keeping with it, and just always working with and collaborating with new artists. And you know, one thing leads to another, and it's just something that's happened out of our hard work, and we're just so proud. You know, proud not just of our group, but proud of Canada. Like, you know, we're really representing with the Royal Mounties at the Jubilee, and it's just a great event to be a part of. So we're so excited.
Okay, so let's talk about exactly what's going to be happening. You guys, as we speak, you guys are going to be flying out. When are you guys flying out? You're flying out, I do believe, you have to tomorrow or Saturday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. We're flying to New York first for the Revlon Walk and Run Marathon for Breast Cancer. It starts in Times Square,
okay, no problem.
So we open it up with Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And we end up in Central Park singing at the end of the marathon as well. Another exciting event. Jimmy Fallon's going to be one of the hosts, and you know, it's a great cause. We're just so happy to be associated with.
Well, okay, so hold on. Go over it one more time. You guys fly out on Saturday, and then what's going to happen? Because it's different events. So one more time for me again. I want to make sure I got it.
It happens all so fast with us. So Friday we go down to New York City. Saturday morning at 6 a.m. we're sound checking for this huge marathon in New York City, where it starts in Times Square, the Revlon Marathon. And we're literally there for a day. The next day we're flying out to London to be a part of a number of Jubilee celebrations, one being at Windsor Castle. Four shows, performing with the Royal Mounties, musical ride, first time ever with a live artist. So we're excited about that collaboration with them, singing with for the royal family and 5,000 people every night, as well as a couple of other celebrations at the Polo Club and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun in the next upcoming weeks, because right after we come back from London, and I have to kind of like make a note or tell you that London and Great Britain is a new territory for us. We're just releasing there in June, so we're releasing our debut album there. It's a very exciting time to grow in that territory. It's a big territory for us. So a lot of things happening. We're going back performing at an event with Elton John as well. So, you know, London is another place where we could, you know, share our music and hopefully build an audience.
And what day do you guys perform for the Queen? Do you know where it's going to be? And do you even know what you're going to perform?
Okay, so, well, We perform four nights. We rehearse on the 9th of May, and then we perform the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th of May at Windsor Castle. So that's going to be pretty special, I guess. And, you know, so we're there basically the whole week at Windsor. And after that, previous to that, before our rehearsals at Windsor, we have a polo match performance as well. That we're only doing one song at. But at the Diamond Jubilee pageant at Windsor Castle, we're doing, again, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. We're doing David Foster's Because We Believe, and as well David Foster's The Prayer. So we're singing three numbers. There are a number of different artists performing, big in the UK already, and it's just a great lineup for the royal family. So
I want to make sure, because and I'm sorry I keep asking the same questions over, because I want to make sure I have it straight. So those 4 days you're at Windsor Castle, mm-hmm. She's going to be there listening to you guys? She's going to be there in the audience?
Yes, absolutely. The royals will be coming to each performance. It's said that Her Royal Highness will actually be there at the last show. But the rest of the family might be there on other nights or join Her Royal Highness on the last show.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty great.
Well, like I said, my friend, congratulations. When do you guys expect to come back to Canada?
Well, and perform, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, right now we're just preparing our next CD, which is being released soon. There's going to be a lot of press following in the next upcoming month or so, just giving more information as to when the exact release is. But it's generally going to be around October or so. So our new CD is coming out then, and the tour will follow. So, you know, Toronto is always it's our home. You know, Toronto and Vancouver, there are two kind of like home bases. So guaranteed the tour will either take off from Toronto or end up in Toronto at some point. We're thinking probably before Christmas again. And, you know, there are other like smaller events that happen before. We're actually recording our next PBS special close to the Toronto area. So keeping, you know, like checking out the website as to details where you can get tickets and where it's going to be held. That's going to be this summer. So a lot of things happening as far as the recording as well. And let me tell you, as far as the CD, we're so, so excited about it because, you know, we're working with international, like, legends in the recording industry, and it's the first time we're actually getting writing credits. We're starting to write as not only as tenors but as a band, and it's so amazing to actually to get involved that way too, because we're all musicians, we all play instruments on stage as well as sing, and we feel it's a very important part of the makeup of this group. So you know, it's a new era for the tenors.
Well, congratulations, my friend. Look, I know you are super busy and taking the time out to speak with me. I so appreciate. Can you let the guys know how happy I am for them too? And when you guys are back in Canada, we're gonna do something to make sure we get another interview on the air, because I'm just so thrilled. Because remember, we were there from way in the beginning, my friend.
Absolutely. And your support is awesome. Like, I have to say, Rudy, like, it's incredible. And thank you so much. Thanks to your audience as well. You've been great. And we look forward to other things. You know, hopefully we'll get the boys in, do something that would be fun.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you so much for letting me part of this ride. And you guys have an exciting trip with the Queen. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.